Billy Greer. It's Katie Kiley.
It seems like 10 years since I've seen you, Katie.
I know. Oh, my gosh, Billy. All right, you got to tell me, because now that you're doing the Point of No Return anniversary, that's going to be coming up this fall. Tell me how the Left Overture, it must have gone very well.
Well, it did. I mean, it's just kind of put Kansas back on the map. I mean, we're playing more shows than we've ever played and playing at better venues, and it's upped our game a whole notch. The band is tighter than they've ever been, and we just enjoy it. It seems like playing a 2-plus-hour-long show, it would be really long for us being as old as we are.
Yeah.
But it goes by so fast, it's just like a blink of an eye, you know, and it's over with. So we're really enjoying it.
You know, it's funny because when you guys came to do the live lounge with us here at the River, remember the live broadcast with some fans in the studio with us? And
sure.
I just thought you guys seemed to get along so nicely. It was really a lovely chance to sit back and watch you guys interact with each other when you weren't playing.
Yeah, well, we've had a couple of new faces to the band, which has helped a lot. Eager faces, a little less jaded than times past, maybe. Maybe that was it. I don't know.
Well, isn't that interesting, though? Tell me about new blood that comes in and what that does for you guys.
Well, you know, Steve decided to retire in 3 years. It'll be 3 years this upcoming September. And so we were kind of in a bad place there, and we found Ronnie Platt to take over for Steve. And he was always a big Kansas fan. He had posted YouTube videos of himself singing Kansas songs and things, and we played a couple shows with him and his band that he was in. He just became the kind of the obvious choice right off the bat, and we called him up, or Rich and Phil did, and he accepted the offer and came down, and we went to work rehearsing and getting ready to start back out on the road. Since then, so much has happened. I mean, we were inspired to do a brand new studio album, which we hadn't done in over 16 years. We hadn't recorded anything new, so we had that to work in. And just like I said, we've added Zach Risby on guitar. What a great writer Zach is. He's got such a funny story in that he got Phil's fax number years ago and faxed Phil a message and said, look, I've written some songs that I think can fit into the Kansas repertoire, and I think I need to be a member of your band. And so 16 years later, you know, we'd worked with Zach on several projects over the years, engineering and co-producing and that kind of thing. Well, he was co-producing our new album, and he brought in these songs that he had written 20 years ago and said, you know, these kind of fit in with what you guys are looking for. And we ended up using all that material that he had written so long ago. And he is quite the writer. He really is. And it's just Kansas sounding progressive rock. And it's, you know, too, we were lucky enough to get on a great label, Inside Out from Germany. They didn't pressure us to do any kind of hit records. We want a progressive rock album is what they wanted. So that's what we gave them. So we were unencumbered to try to come up with hit records, which could be viable hit singles on the radio or whatever.
Right.
Then we've got these two 40th anniversary Point of No Return and the Left Overture almost back to back. When those things were recorded, there was barely a year between the two when they were released. But I guess Point of No Return was the biggest selling record that Kansas ever had because it had two smash hits, Point of No Return and Dust in the Wind on it.
Right.
But I talked to people, and it seems everybody else is, that's not necessarily their favorite song from the album. It's always something else that they've latched onto. So the whole album has become a staple of progressive rock and AOR rock. And my relationship with you, first of all, you're the heart of rock and roll in Georgia. And you and I go back to, what, 1979 or 80?
It'll have to be mid-80s. Don't age me more than I already am, Billy Greer.
Well, hey, listen, I'm a senior citizen now. And QB1, remember QB1 and Cold Hearted Woman?
Oh, yes.
I've known you since way back then.
Yeah, so absolutely.
A long time. But we're coming to the Cobb Energy Center, I think it's called.
It's Cobb Energy Performing Arts Center, September 28th.
Awesome venue.
It is a great venue. It's one of my favorite venues because it's not the big, huge venue, but it's the perfect size, I think. And then no matter who I see there, the sound, the room is just, it's beautiful. I love it.
So do I. We did a show up there, 5 years ago maybe, with the orchestra, Kennesaw Orchestra, back and stuff, the college orchestra.
I remember, yes.
So, yeah, we have played there. put the word out there. People, if you want to come see Kansas perform the Leftover Tour Show, pull the trigger and buy those tickets.
Absolutely. Again, it's September 28th. When you mentioned Dust in the Wind, one of the notes I have that I think it was very fun that your music, and I don't even know if you know that one of the Olympic skaters skated to Dust in the Wind. Did you know that?
I did. Somebody sent me that link. I think it was the Canadian guy, maybe?
Yes, the Canadian Patrick Chan.
The first time they had been able to use music with lyrics, with singing behind it, I think, in an Olympic event like that. And he chose Dust in the Wind, which I thought was awesome.
I mean, how cool is that? Did it go back on the charts or whatever it was?
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's spread our name. I mean, we have our fan base. It literally goes from 75 to 13 years old. It's amazing. Not only parents who've brought their kids up listening to music, but, the Carry On Wayward Son has been the unofficial theme song for the Supernatural TV series.
Yes, so you guys made an appearance at Comic-Con.
We did at Comic-Con with those guys, yeah.
In San Diego. Tell me about that.
That was just awesome. It was a big surprise that Comic-Con, they draw about 7,000 or 8,000 people as all holes. People were camped out for 2 days to get in to see the cast and crew from the show. They had put up video screens all around the room, so it was surround sound and surround video and round. And they had filmed this little clip about got to do something special for our fans here at Comic-Con. I said, I got just the thing. So they're in the Babe, their old Chevy from the show, and they stick in a tape into the tape deck, and it's Carry On Wayward Son, and all of a sudden, there we are live on stage.
Oh, my gosh!
The fans had no idea, so it's just crazy. It was awesome.
I love that there's this renewed joy in your voice. It's just so great to hear you excited about this stuff.
Well, it is. It's so much fun to play. Plus, we're not only playing just the whole Leftover Tour album and the Point of No Return album on this upcoming tour, but we're playing a lot of deep cuts, some songs that the band recorded and then never played the songs again. They were just album cuts, playing some of those. And so a lot of the fan favorites that fans have latched on to, the more progressive, longer cuts that didn't make it onto radio that the fans still enjoyed listening to. And some of our own favorites, stuff that we enjoy playing. There's some stuff that's musically challenging, yet it's more progressive stuff that progressive rock fans seem to enjoy. So we got a full mix. We got an acoustic set of songs. So it's about a 2 hour plus, 220. Like
wow,
that.
Billy.
More exciting staging and backdrops and lighting and that kind of thing. We're just kicking it up a notch.
When I think about you guys, I know that Atlanta was a second home for many of you in the band. And how does the Atlanta audience compare to the other audiences across the country and world?
A lot of them are familiar faces, first of all. It's family and friends and people that we worked with and musicians that we worked with. And backstage is usually like a nightmare, kind of like it was at our memorial thing that we went to the other night.
Yes, for Butch Weaver, Charlie Magruder's. Yeah. You were so great.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was very special.
That was just awesome. It really was. But it's just something we always look forward to because it's home. Kansas has been a part of Atlanta for almost 42 years now.
That's
they moved
crazy.
There after the first album was recorded.
Yeah.
Maybe maybe you don't know that Kansas was inducted into the Georgia Music Hall of Fame.
I did know that. Yes.
About 6-7 years ago by Alex Cooley inducted us. So that was cool. And Alex was Mr. Music in Atlanta for several years.
Such another precious man. Yep.
Yes, he was. Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
But we're really excited. It's actually going to be our kickoff of the Point of No Return 40th Anniversary Tour, Atlanta.
It's going to be right here again at the Cobb Energy Performing Arts Center September 28th. And again, it's not just Point of No Return, but you're going to play it in its entirety. And I imagine some of these songs have never been played live.
On that particular album, maybe parts of songs, but not in their, from start to finish in the running order they were recorded on the Point of No Return album. Again, we're going to be selecting a bunch of songs for an acoustic set. We do about a 30-minute acoustic set, unplugged, and then we transform over into a set of fan favorites and the hit songs that have been off other records over the years, and then the Point of No Return in its entirety.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's just one big long show.
I can't wait. And I know you guys are going to be rehearsing a bit for that, I'm sure.
So we are. We start in earnest in September and do the Point of No Return, and God knows how long that will go, because we thought the other one, the Leftover Tour, would maybe do 25, 30 shows and be over. And now we're finishing up the tour a year and a half later. So we did about 85 shows last year and about 90 the year before that. So a lot more work than we've done
than you expected,
in several
years. God bless. It's kind of like one of those things, make hay while the sun shines. And as long as the
yes.
sun is still shining in our lives, let's do it.
Absolutely.
Billy, I'm just so proud of you and happy for you. And I'm so excited. I was so happy to see you the other night and can't wait for you guys to come back to Atlanta.
You as well, Katie. I love you so much.
I love you.
You've been part of my musical life for so many years and my personal life. We've hung out together and had good times. So.
I know. He's got the best wife. She is just the most precious lady. So you guys are very, very special to me. But I was excited that it was going to be you that I got to talk to today. So thank you.
All right, Katie. Thank you so much.